Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After the Hour, and a little Stevie Ray, late great Stevie Ray Vaughan, bringing us back to 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out and take advantage of all the stuff we have there for you. Bob Nick is our guest. Bob's all over our website. Go to his suite and learn lots of stuff about retail, which we've been talking to him about now for more than 11 years. Bob is the founder and the leader of WhizBang Training, the author of Marketing Your Retail Store in the Internet Age. Bob, thanks again for being here. You got a new program that you're really getting off the ground now that we talked about on the show. I think we let you tip your hand a little bit the last time you were here about this. But to tell us about this new training program.
Well, sure. It's called the Retail Sales Academy, and it's an online sales training program built specifically for retailers. It's short lessons, online, you know, easily accessible. There's a quiz after every lesson. Everybody who comes into who you hire gets logged in and goes through it, and it has been incredibly well received. You know, I just talked to somebody yesterday. She enrolled her team in the Retail Sales Academy, and within less than 3 weeks, by the time everybody went through the program at their own pace, at their own time, her average sale was up over 15%.
Wow. So how do they find out if they go to WhizBang Training and find out more about that?
Well, they can go to WhizBangTraining.com or they can go to the Retail Sales Academy.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
But, in
your program, this is something I think is really important that I think is an age of the customer discipline that must be taught people. And I wondered if you're, and I'm sure you're doing this, because I think we've talked about this before. But when somebody walks in your store in the age of the customer, you can't presume that they don't know anything. You can't presume that to know where they are on the learning journey. And
you should presume nothing.
You have to say, if it were me, I mean, I don't know the best. Tell me how you tell people this, how you help people with this. But you've got to be able. You got to say, yes, ma'am, I'm glad you're here. Tell me what you know. What have you done so far? What do you know so far so I don't waste your time? Or something like that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So we don't do it just like that, but the whole process.
I'm glad, but you get the idea.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, what we did is so there's a greeting. And a greeting is all about not trying to sell somebody something. It's establishing the fact that you came into my store, Jim, and you're a human being, and I'm a human being, and I'm not here to sell you something, although I am. What I'm really here, we're partners in getting you exactly what you need. You know, I coined a term called the perfect purchase, and
right.
We're here to get you to a perfect purchase. And so then you start asking questions, and, you know, there's a whole set of questions that are easy to ask. But really, that's exactly what these questions are. You know, so my selling mantra when I teach sales training is the more you know, the better you serve. The better you serve, the more you'll sell. So to your point, if I walk up to you and just start blabbering about products, I don't know where you are.
Right.
If I ask you really good
questions. And you're probably going to annoy me.
No, annoy you to death. If I ask really good questions, within two easy questions, I know that you've already researched this thing,
mm-hmm.
and now it just becomes a conversation about you and I having a conversation about this thing, and me actually showing you why buying this thing that you are interested in is better being from, you know, why you're better off buying it from me than buying it online.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong, Bob. But other than somebody who's just wandered in off the street because they didn't have anything else to do, somebody walks in with a little bit of a spring in their step. They're kind of on a mission. And
they are.
And what we have to realize, what I've been telling people is, customers today are self-qualifying themselves and pre-qualifying you before you even know they exist. So if they walk into your store with a little spring in their step, that means they're on a mission. That means they've already decided that they're going to buy what you sell. And if they're in your building, they're probably going to buy it from you. So your job is just don't screw it up.
You know, I do a program called Stop Showrooming Dead in Its Tracks. And everybody, you know, anybody who comes to this program has pre-qualified themselves as they're afraid of showrooming, or they,
right,
you know, have had bad experiences with showrooming. The first thing I say is, look, if that's how you're feeling about things, you're seeing it all wrong. These people want to buy what you sell, and they're in your business.
So if they're in your business, they're probably going to buy it from you.
If you don't screw it up.
Hey Bob,
and that's what sales training's about. Yeah.
Well, so folks, you got to do more of this. I hope you check out Bob's program, the RetailSalesAcademy.com.
That's correct.
Is the on the front of it? The retail.
No. Retail
just,
sales.
Just RetailSalesAcademy.com or WhizBang, WHIZ WhizBang Training. .com. Check it out, folks. Whatever Bob Niggin has is top shelf. Hey, Bob, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thank you, Jim. I always love being here.
Bob Niggin, ladies and gentlemen. N-E-G-E-N is how you spell his last name. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.